It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and if you want to get your Bible, I would invite you to turn to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, and we're going to be looking at the events of 2 Kings, chapter 18 and 19, as we continue our study of the great men and women of the Old Testament, and we're beginning a study today on Isaiah, the statesman prophet. Now, as you're turning your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 18, we'll begin in verse 13 in just a moment, but I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School, of which you are now a part, is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, our meeting house is about halfway between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And traveling out there, you'll find our red brick building over there on the right. And you are welcome to any of our services when you come. We have worship Sunday morning, we have worship Sunday evening, and we have Bible studies on Wednesday evening. And so come by and visit with us when you can and be part of our worship and of our Bible study there. But for now, and the Warren County Radio Bible School, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 13 and learn something of the time of Isaiah, the statesman prophet. It says in 2 Kings 18:13, the American Standard Version, "Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fortified cities of Judah, and took them. And Hezekiah, the king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria, to Lachish, saying, I have offended, return from me, that which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, 300 talents of silver, and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of Jehovah, and in the treasuries of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of Jehovah, and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan, and Rabsris, and Rabshakeh from the Lachish, to King Hezekiah with a great army into Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was over the household of Shibna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Say ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou hast trusted? Thou sayest that they are but vain words. There is counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou hast rebelled against me?" Now let's turn over to 2 Kings chapter 19 and begin in verse 1. It says, "It came to pass, when Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went to the house of Jehovah. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shibna the scribe, and the elders and the priests covered with sackcloth, unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of contumely, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be that Jehovah thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which Jehovah thy God hast heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith Jehovah, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear tidings that shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. 2 Kings 19 and verse 8. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard the story of Trihakah, the king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee. He sent messengers unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed? Gozan and Haran and Rebsaph and the children of Eden, which were at Telazar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim of Hena and Iva? 2 Kings 19:14. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of Jehovah and spread it before Jehovah. And Hezekiah prayed before Jehovah and said, O Jehovah, the God of Israel, that sitteth above the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Jehovah, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, wherewith he hath sent him to defy the living God. Of a truth, Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore have they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Jehovah our God, save thou us, I beseech thee, out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou, Jehovah, art God alone. 2 Kings 19 and verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard thee. This is the word that Jehovah has spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou defiled and blasphemed? And against whom thou hast exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy messengers thou hast defied the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice firs thereof, and I will enter into his fairest lodging places, the forest of his fruitful field. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet will I dry up all the rivers of Egypt. 2 Kings chapter 19, 25. Hast thou not heard how I have done it long ago, and formed it of the ancient times? Now have I brought it to pass, that it should be thine to lay waste fortified cities in ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were a small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and the green herb, and the grass on the housetops, as the grain blasted before it is grown up. But I know thy sitting down, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy raging against me. because of thy raging against me, and because of thine arrogancy is come up into mine ears. Therefore will I put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. 2 Kings 19:20. And this shall be the sign unto thee. Thou shalt eat this year that which groweth of itself, and in the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion they that it shall escape. The zeal of Jehovah shall perform this. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come to this city, nor shoot an arrow there. Neither shall he come before it with shield, nor cast up a mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return. And he shall not come into this city, saith Jehovah. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And it shall come to pass that night that the angel of Jehovah went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass, if he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramelech and Sheshazar smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. I have a poem here, and I hope I have time to read it on this program, called The Destruction of Sennacherib. It was written by that poet that we know as Lord Byron, and it goes like this. The Assyrian came down like the wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, and on the sheen of their spears was like stars on the sea, when the blue wave rose nightly on deep Galilee. Like the leaves of the forest when summer is green, that host with their banners at sunset were seen. Like the leaves of the forest when autumn hath blown, the host on the morrow lay withered and strown. For the angel of death spread his wings on the blast, and breathed in the face of the foe as he passed, and the eyes of the sleepers waxed deadly and chill, and their hearts but once heaved, and forever grew still. And there lay the steed, with his nostrils all wide, but through it there rolled not the breath of his pride, and the foam of his gasping lay white on the turf, as cold as the spray of the rock-beating surf. And there lay the rider, distorted and pale, with the dew on his brow and the rust on his mail, and the tents were all silent, the banners alone, the lances uplifted, the trumpet unblown. And the widow of Asher are loud in their wail, and the idols are broken in the temple of Baal, and the might of the Gentiles unsmote by the sword hath melted like snow at the glance of the Lord. O King Sennacherib, he boasted himself against God and against God's people and against God's way, not knowing that God had raised him to be a king to punish these little kingdoms and nations. When he came up against Jerusalem and mocked God, God sent that death across them and wiped out his army. So that indeed, just as Isaiah the prophet said, he was carried back to his own land and slain in his own land, and another now reigned in his stead. Well, we're going to continue in the next class more about Isaiah, this statesman prophet. He was a prophet in the environs of Jerusalem in those days. He prophesied for many, many years, and we'll listen to the words that Isaiah had to say.